السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Welcome back to Studio Diaries. This is episode 31. MashaAllah, we took a long break. And if you're new to listening to Studio Diaries, this is basically the inside of my brain, the random thoughts that occur. And I welcome you to the world of Munna Sheikh Omar. The goal of this series is to just capture the behind the scenes in the most authentic and natural way as artists when we are crafting a piece of something, whatever it is, project. We like to showcase the end, right, when it's all been developed. But I think the process of developing is an art within itself. And so Studio Diaries was created for that purpose, to capture the diaries of how my life is developing. There's a lot of amazing things that I hope to accomplish or leave behind in this world, and I don't want to leave behind this false pretense that it was all easy or it all made sense or I knew what I was doing all the way through. I want to leave an authentic image of I didn't know what I was doing half of the time. Actually, majority of the time. I was just thinking, this is what I want to do. And then putting my trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and learning along the way. So if you feel confused, if you feel lost, if you feel like you don't know how to do the thing that you want to do, that is okay. And that is the most natural way in which we start. Right? So if you think about it, the Prophet, peace be upon him, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, was taught how to pray. He didn't know how to pray. He was taught how to pray by Jibreel alayhi salam, right? Everything that we learn in life, we're learning it. So if you are learning, you are living. But what a crazy year to be alive, subhanAllah. I feel like though, almost every year feels like a crazy year to be alive until we tend to forget how crazy the years before were. But this has been a very, like in a global scale, the first year, not the first year, but one of the first years in which I've been highly aware of everything, right? And as I'm reaching 30, I guess this is the time and the age to be thinking about the world. Like as you're going through your 20s, you're just thinking about your own world and you're thinking about the things around you. I was thinking about, you know, student group stuff and, you know, organizations and stuff. Yes, I had the care for the world, but the world felt far away, right? But as I'm kind of growing and this the genocide that is happening in Palestine is a huge, huge component of that awareness, right? We can't say that in the 2000s, you know, we were living through a genocide. But perhaps, actually, there were genocides. Now that I think about it, there was a genocide going on in Rohingya. There was genocides going on in many parts of the world, but I think the scale of documentation is so different, right? And we have reached an age in which we are on a daily basis seeing this extreme violence and knowing that we as Americans are responsible for the funding of this. And then you have to go to a meeting the next day. It's just, subhanAllah, I've found it to become extremely difficult, right? And one of the things I noticed is that I felt so ashamed to even think or say this, the fact that I have been kind of avoiding looking at things and being aware of the depth of the process, or even realize, or even like doing something about it, right? We all have we might think, oh, I don't have any power, but we all have some form of power, something that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us, right? It may not be at the global scale, right, where it's like you can decide what happens and who gets funding and all that, or you don't have that power, but you do have personal power, right, within your space, within your routine, financially, within your family, within the your friend groups, within your community. You have a form of power that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave you. But I felt like I just fell into this silence. And every time I would try to get out of that silence, I would feel ashamed by the fact that I didn't speak up before, right? This genocide has been going on for over a year, right? And we've been watching it and witnessing it. Of course, like throughout it, I've been praying and I've been, you know, advocating, but not nearly enough to the point where it's like, if I was, I just feel so incapacitated in a way. Like, I have been frozen, and I feel frozen, and you know, in the fight, flight, or freeze categories, I'm a freezer, and I feel like I've been frozen, just witnessing this horrific things that have been that are happening, that are being committed by Israel, and I've just been frozen. And one thing I've always known is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave me power in my voice. And so I used to share things on, like I share things on social media, but it's always been reshares. And I feel like it was just so difficult to even find the words to describe the horror that we're witnessing it, and the shock of the fact that people are not, people in power don't feel that horror that I'm feeling, that the shock of that there is this complete disregard for human life, that shock is still in my system, right? And it's just, you can see it in the videos of Palestinians when they're talking about, do you not care? Like, we're showing you this stuff with the belief that this is going to move you to do something. This is going to move you to understand that this is horrific. This should not be happening. Right? And the fact that people are doubling down, you know, people are continuing to feed into the propaganda. Our congresspeople are putting their own benefits over this, the fact that we are responsible, the horror that we're living through, I just feel frozen, right? And this episode is after, like, you know, days of journaling, I just said, yo, I need to restart. I need to restart talking. Even if it's one person who hears this, I need to, it's not about like how far the message goes, but it's about me doing something. And I need to do it. I need to be using my voice to take the issue of Gaza and the issue of Palestine, and to hold it as dear in my heart as if it's happening to a family member. Like, that's the duty of a Muslim. And so If someone was annihilating my family, how loudly would I be speaking? How much of my day, what percent of my day would be spent just sitting around watching shows or discussing, you know, the newest trends or the newest comedies that are coming out. How much of my day would be spent with that? And as I look at my day and I start to really analyze my behavior, I realize it's all coming and stemming from this frozenness, this shame that I gave myself of not having said anything, right? And this is one of the reasons I really want to explore shame, because I feel like shame stops you from being able to do good. And I see it in everything in my life. Like, I'm trying to elevate my life to be a better person, to be a better person for myself, for my community, to be a better servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But I find shame just silences. It just, like, you're trying to do good, but you're looking at, okay, you haven't done anything, okay? But I'm trying to do something. And I have an exhibition coming out in May, which is in 2 weeks. It's going to be first iteration of me talking about this exploration that I was talking about. I found that shame is such a... And when I talk about shame, I'm not talking about haya, which is the Arabic word for... haya is different. Haya means something that stops you from doing indecency, right? And that's a good force. That's a good thing, you know, to have haya. And it gives your character life. It elevates your character to have haya. But the English word for both the good shame and the bad shame is just shame, you know. So when I talk about shame, I'm talking about the destructive one, the one that you bully yourself with and keeps you silent, keeps you stuck in whatever cycle that you're in. That's the shame I'm talking about. And so I find myself in that shame, and so to break out of it, I was like, you know what? Let me just talk about the shame that I'm feeling. And perhaps somebody will hear it and it'll be elevating for you to just allow yourself, okay, I'm feeling shame about the fact that I feel like I haven't done enough to raise awareness within my community, or to fight for Gaza, to fight for the children and the humans, you know, whose lives are being annihilated, who are being burned alive, who are telling the world about what is happening to them, and they are just being ignored. And it's just, I haven't been within, part of the people who are putting pressure on the people who are the decision makers. I have not been doing that. And I've been numbing myself from feeling, from facing that shame by distracting myself, by watching shows or, you know, going on vacations, or just trying to stay away from having to think about this really horrific thing that is going on in our world today. I'm on, if you're not following the Telegram, there's a lot of Telegrams, but these are some of the sounds that we hear. These are the sounds that fill our phones, and it fills my phone all the time. And it's people who are screaming or crying and just feeling the pain of their babies dying, their children dying, their family members dying. And you just, you know, see these heartbreaking scenes and just move on. Like, when you see this, what do you do? Right? I want to march to Washington. I want to march to whatever place this decision, whoever has the power to make these decisions, I want to march there. But because I convinced myself, well, really, what's the feasibility of that? And what's that going to do in the long run? Or, you know, you can't really do anything about it. I just end up putting the phone down and then going back to planning my day and just making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ya Allah, help them. But I think there's something really important that we all need to keep aware and put to the forefront of our mind. Allah didn't test us with a genocide. Allah tested us with not being in the genocide. We're not the ones whose children are being murdered, but we are being tested with not being in there. And what are we going to do? And if we were to pass away today or tomorrow, what can you look back and say, I tried my best. I did something. Ya Allah, I tried my best. Whatever power you gave me, I did it. These days I can't even, you know, when I am with some of my friends, I see us drinking products that are boycotted. Like, that's how much we're failing our test. We can't even get ourselves to stay away from products that are boycotted, that are actively funding the genocide, that are not, they don't care. They don't care what Israel does. They will support Israel because Israel is in their best interest or whatever interest that is. They don't care what Israel does. They'll fund them. The question is you. What are you doing? I used to have an app that was called No Thanks, and I used to check every single time the products. But then after a while, I just stopped. And after a while, I started to buy those products again. Going like, this is just going to be a one-time thing. Oh, I really don't have any other alternative. I just have to buy it. And I should be ashamed of that. But I'm not going to let that stop me from doing good. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَأَتْبِعِ السَّيِّئَةَ. No, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us, وَأَتْبِعِ السَّيِّئَةَ الْحَسَنَةَ تَمْحُوهَا. Follow a bad deed with a good deed. It will erase it. إِنَّ الْحَسَنَاتِ يُذِبْنَ السَّيِّئَاتِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, the hasanat will make the sayyat go away. So what's our next step? What are we going to do next? Financial boycotts is one of the best ways to end apartheid. We have to. We have to do something. Not for the hype. Not to be part of the crowd. Not to be part of, you know, some solidarity movement. But to fundamentally live our values as Muslims. To say, wallahi, I'm not going to sit aside doing nothing and just numbing my mind while my brothers and sisters are dying. Do something. I love the man who has the channel, Resistance is Beautiful. He literally takes his Palestinian flag and he's raising awareness, walking the streets. He has a shirt that says Israel kills children. And then he challenges the folks that don't challenge him. And then he tells people about the genocide. Is that something we cannot do? We can start with our neighbors. I could start with my neighbor. You know? Question is, why don't I do it? I'm recognizing today, shame. That's why I wasn't doing it. I felt ashamed that I haven't done it thus far. So I'm making the pledge that I will do something. And it starts with my voice, starts with sharing this podcast, starts with talking about it, starts with using my voice. Words can truly change the world. And talking more, whether I'm talking to this microphone or I'm talking to an individual, or I'm talking to anybody, I'm making a promise that I will not let any more of my days go by without me fighting the best that I can to stop this war. It's not even a war. To stop this genocide. To stop this annihilation of people. I'm making a promise to myself, and a promise to you, and a promise to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to do that, and I hope that you do the same. Thank you for listening. This has been Studio Diaries. I'll see you guys in the next episode. Bi-idhnillahi ta'ala. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.